And then remember, 31st of October is Halloween Day.
那我们也知道说10月31号呢是万圣节。
Don't just wait for that day where we start praying.
不只是等到那一天然后我们才开始祷告。
Pray now.
现在就开始祷告。
Because this is the month fight that is really demonic.
我们知道这一周呢这个属灵的氛围都是非常邪恶的。
Amen. So keep praying.
那我们继续祷告。
And ask the Lord to protect you.
让神来完全的看顾保守每个人。
Parents, this is the month to pray for your children.
那么做父母呢也是这周呢这个月当中要特别的为你们的孩子祷告哦。
Amen. So that you bind the enemy in your home.
我们在捆绑仇敌在我们的家中。
That's not your mom or dad. That's the enemy.
不是说我们身边的家人是我们的仇敌。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.Okay. Last week I was talking about how the anointing in us teaches us.
我上周跟大家分享的是在我们内住的圣灵就是这个恩膏如何来教导我们知道一切的事情。
How that really refers to the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个恩膏是指住在我们里面的圣灵。
Where every one of us who are born again, the Holy Spirit makes his home in our hearts.
当我们每一个重生的基督徒圣灵就把我们的身心里作为他的内住
And because God is one the Father and the Son is in us because of the Holy Spirit
那我们知道这个三位一体的神他是一体的神所以借着圣灵的内住父与子也住在我们的里面
That's why the doctrine of the Holy Spirit or doctrine of the Trinity is so important in Christianity
所以对我们基督徒来说这位三位一体的神的这个教导呢是非常重要的
because God the Father and the Son can only be in us by the Holy Spirit
因为只有借着圣灵的内住圣父和圣子才可以住在我们的里面
because the three are one
因为这个三位就是也是一体的神
we believe in one God in three persons
我们相信一位神但是以三个位格的形式出现
We don't believe in three gods.
我们不是相信的是三个神
We believe in one God.
我们相信的是一位神
As three persons.
以三个位格出现
How can that be?
这怎么可以好像说得通呢
I don't know.
我也不知道
That's why he is God and I am not.
就是因为他是神所以我不是神所以我无法了解神的事
If anyone can say to you I understand the Trinity let me explain he's lying
如果有人说我明白这个三位一体的意思让我给你解释那么他真的可能多半是在撒谎
We can only approximately tell you what it is like
他只能可能大约给你解释这个是大概什么意思
Because our knowledge is never perfect
因为我们的知识我们的认知永远不是完美的
Our knowledge of God is limited to reveal knowledge
因为我们对神的认知只是局限于神向我们所启示的
What he revealed to us
是局限于神向我们所启示的认知
Amen Hallelujah. Everything we know about God is what he has made known to us not what we have discovered
所以我们对于神的一切的认知都局限于神在他的主权当中向我们所显示的启发的
And so in these last days he revealed his son to us
所以在这幕后的日子父神向我们显现他的子
And he came to dwell in us by the Holy Spirit
然后借着圣灵的内住父与子也住在我们的里面
So in John chapter 14 verse 16 to 18
约翰福音的14章18节开始
Have you got that? Okay And I will pray Jesus saying And I will pray the FatherAnd he will give you another helper. Can we get rid of the... No, let's not get rid of the scripture. And I will pray... That's why everyone needs to bring your own Bible. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you a helper.That he may abide with you forever.
在约翰福音的14章16节说我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在
Everybody say forever.
每个人说永远同在
Now and forever.
从如今到永远。
Why is that important?
为什么这个很重要呢?
If the Holy Spirit is in you,
如果圣灵现在就在你里面,
He is the guarantee.
他就是那个凭据。
That's what makes you resurrect and go to heaven.
那就是让我们可以死里复活,然后去到天堂。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
What makes you go to heaven is the Holy Spirit in you.
是什么让我们可以去到天堂?是住在我们里面的圣灵。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Verse 17.
好,十七节。
The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and in you.
这是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 18, and I will not leave you orphans.I will come to you.
十八节说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
The problem with Christians, we sometimes we think God is not with me.
对于我们很多基督徒来说的问题是，我们觉得好像神不是与我们同在的。
But He says, I will not leave you orphan.
但是这里经文明明的告诉我们，神不会撇下我们为孤儿。
Jesus, when He died and rose again, did not just go to heaven and left us as orphans.
当耶稣基督在十字架他被死而复活以后他不是去到天堂以后就撇下我们为孤儿
I am not an orphan
我们不是孤儿
You are not an orphan
你们也不是孤儿
Because God has come to me
因为他已经住到我们里面了
He has come to you
他也来到你们这里来了
By the Holy Spirit
借着圣灵的方式
And He is dwelling in me
那现在他也就住在我们的里面
Because He is in me, God is with me
因为圣灵在我们里面我知道神也与我们同在
That's why I'm not an orphan
所以我知道我们不是孤儿
That's why don't pray as though God is not with you
所以我们不要好像我们的祷告不是好像神没有与我们同在一样
Sometimes I go to churches as a guest speaker people cry out as though God is somewhere up there and left us alone
很多时候我去一些教会做客座讲员的时候他们的祷告就好像神向神呼求好像神已经离弃他们一样
It grieved my heart
他们这样祷告让我很心痛
And I said Let me demonstrate that the God is with you
他说然后我就跟他们说让我们我向你们显现说神实实在在是与你们同在的
I said Sister you come forward This is what God is saying in your life
我说姊妹你往近前来我告诉你神要对你说说的话
This is what God is doing in your life
我要告诉你神在你生命中所做的事情
Pastor this is what you need to let go
Oh, 牧师这是你需要放手的东西
Every single one goes Wow
每个人听了以后都非常的惊讶
I say you see The only reason why I could do that Is because the Holy Spirit is with us
我告诉他们我为什么可以这样做是因为圣灵是与我们同在的
We call that the manifestation of him
我们把这所有的恩赐称为圣灵的一个彰显
Hallelujah
Amen
Amen So here is very clear
所以这里呢非常清楚地告诉我们
But what I just demonstrated to you just said to you is this The Holy Spirit is not limited to dwelling in us
因为住在我们里面的圣灵是没有限量的不受限制的
Because the Holy Spirit is like the air that is around us
圣灵就好像我们所呼吸的空气一样
The air is inside your lungs
那个空气在我们的肺部
Inside your blood
是在我们的血液当中
That's the in
住在我们里面的圣灵一样
But outside is also the air
但是我们在我们的周围也同样充满了空气
the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the wind of God
那么圣灵说这个圣灵这个神的风把来比喻圣灵
The breath of God
神的气息
The ruach which is mean the wind of God
Ruah 就是好像表明是神的这个风一样。
So the Holy Spirit is not some kind of energy.
所以圣灵并不是一种能量。
Some kind of ghost.
也不是一种所谓的那种鬼怪。
He is God.
他是神自己。
God in me.
神在我的里面。
And God around me.
并且也与在外面环绕着我们，与我们同在。Amen.
That's why he, through the Holy Spirit, God in this earth is omnipresent.
所以借着圣灵的内住，我们知道圣灵是神是无所不在的。
And you can never quite run away from him.
好像我们去到哪里都不能逃离我们的神。
So in Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 6, let's read this.
让我们看一下使徒行传。
And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, and that Paul, having passed through upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples.
在使徒行传十九章一节，这里说亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带的地方，就来到了以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。
Verse 2, and he found certain, sorry, what was it?Sorry, verse 2. See, as you go, the eyes are. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
然后第二节说，问他们说，你们信的时候有没有受圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
Now, verse 1 tells us, who did he find? He found disciples.
所以这里说保罗呢遇见了几个门徒。
What makes you a disciple?
是什么让我们成为主的
门徒？What makes you a believer?
什么让我们成为主的信徒呢
？Somebody who is born again.
就是从在灵里面得重生的人。
So can we now deduce that these people must be born again?
那我们是不是说就是刚刚经文中读到那些门徒是不是已经得重生了呢
？With the Holy Spirit in them?
有圣灵住在他们里面。
Yes.
是的。
But verse 2 says, and he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
然后这里第二节就说，当你们信的时候，有没有领受圣灵呢？
Paul is obviously not talking about, were you born again?
这里显然保罗不是说你有没有从灵里重生。
Did you receive the breath of God?
你有没有领受神的这个气息？
No.
并不是说这个意思。
So what was Paul talking about?
那么保罗到底在说什么呢？
Well, he says here, so they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
然后他们接着说，我们还没有听说，我们信的时候还没有听说有这个圣灵的赐下。
Verse 3, and he said to them, into what then were you baptized?
然后第三节保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？
So Paul is looking for something.
所以很明显保罗这里想指出一些事情。
He was not looking for whether you are born again. He was looking for whether the Holy Spirit, you have received the Holy Spirit.
所以这里保罗并不是在指出他们有没有这个得重生这个事情，而是说他们有没有领受这个圣灵。
But being disciples, we obviously know they already received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道，如果他说话的对象是门徒的话，那么显然是已经得重生的人。
So therefore, Paul is asking, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?"
所以当保罗问他们，问那些门徒说：“你没有领受圣灵的时候
”，She's obviously asking for something else.
所以他显然是在说一些其他的事情。
And it has something to do with baptism.
所以必须是跟这个洗礼有关的。
What's so hard about this?
为什么这个好像觉得看似很困难呢
？It's not complicated. It's quite black and white.
其实并不困难，是黑白很明确的。
It's something to do with baptism.
是跟这个洗礼有关的。
And so
受洗有关的。
Paul then asked, "What baptism were you baptized?"
然后保罗又接着问他们说：“那么你们受的是什么洗呢？”
Because Paul wasn't looking for a water baptism. Paul was looking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为显然保罗不是问他们受的什么水洗，而是讲了这个受圣灵的施洗。
So they said, into John's baptism.
他们说我们受的是约翰的洗。
What's happened?Can someone lend your Bible? Where's the scriptures? Yeah. Can we just stay to the scriptures, right? And into what baptism, right? And he said to them, into what then, what were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism.
所以保罗问他们，你们受的是什么洗的时候，他们的回答说是受约翰的洗。
Remember what John said.
记得约翰，施洗约翰
他说什么？ I baptize you in water, but there is one coming that will baptize you in spirit and with fire.
记得施洗约翰跟那些众人说，他说我是用水给你们施洗，他说在我后面来的那一位会用火跟
So these believers received the water baptism.
所以他们这个门徒他们受的是这个水的施洗。
What is water baptism?
那么这个水洗什么意思呢？
It is unto repentance.
是我们一个悔改。
To declare your faith and acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
所以借着这个水洗我们悔改并且认主是我们的主接受他为我们生命的救主。
That's why they are disciples.
所以这就是因此他们成为主的门徒。
Then Paul said, John indeed baptized you in a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him. That is Christ Jesus.
所以第四节保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。
So what is he talking about?
这里保罗在说什么呢？
Because he's referring back to what John the Baptist said. I baptize you in water, but there's one coming. Isn't that what he's saying? On him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
所以这保罗他对门徒，现在这些门徒说的话，是引用了之前施洗约翰所宣讲的，一个是水洗，并且讲说在他之后来的那一位比他更大，并且要用灵和火来为他们施洗。
This is absolutely clear that Paul is talking about a baptism that is not of water.
所以这里很明确的可以看到，保罗所说的并不是受水的施洗。
And then he demonstrates it. Next verse.
并且他向他们显示出来。
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
所以第六节就是说，保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵并降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
That is a description of the difference between the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit through being a disciple and then the Holy Spirit coming upon them.
所以这里就向我们显示两个不同，一个是圣灵借着我们的重生内住在我们里面，还有一个借着圣灵的施洗，在圣灵的施洗让圣灵外面给我们一个能力的充满。
Let's go back to verse 4.
让我们再重新回去看第四节。
Then Paul said to them, John indeed baptized you with a baptism of repentance.
这里保罗说，约翰所行的确实是悔改的洗。
Saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。
What happened? Verse 5 said they heard.
第五节说他们听见这话。
That's not just I heard because my ears are working.
这里并不是说我这个肉体的耳朵的一个听见。
Heard means I've understood.
这里这个听见是他们灵里一个明白。
Ah, I understood what you're saying.
他们一下子就心窍被打开，明白保罗在说什么呢？
I want that baptism that Jesus will give me.
他们突然明白说，他们需要这个施洗约翰之前讲到的耶稣要给他们受的这个洗。
So Paul lay hands.
所以接着第六节说，保罗按手在他们头上。
What happened?
然后接下来发生什么呢？
Holy Spirit came on them.
然后圣灵就降临在他们身上。
What happened?
然后他们的彰显是什么呢？
They did what they could not do before.Was to speak with other tongues and prophesy.
所以他们开始做他们之前不能做的，就是说方言和说预言。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What happened in the Old Testament when the Holy Spirit came on a person.
所以在旧约里面发生什么？当圣灵降在一个人身上的时候
，What does it say when the Holy Spirit came on Saul, the king?
当旧约里面讲说圣灵降临在扫罗这个以色列王身上的时候
，They said he prophesied.
然后他就开始发预言。
Prophesying is a sign of the Holy Spirit on you.
所以发预言是圣灵降临在你身上的一个记号。
You see, the book of Acts, whenever possible, is trying to tell you, like Old Testament.
所以在使徒行传里面看到他们的那种彰显是跟旧约里面很相似的。
Amen. That's why they say, in book Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on them, Pope Peter said, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
所以在使徒行传第二章彼得对他们说当圣灵降在你们身上的时候被圣灵充满的时候少年人要 发预言老年人要做异梦。
That again is a reference to the Old Testament.
所以他这里是引用在旧约里面。
Because only the prophets can have dream dreams and see visions. Because that is another word for hearing God's voice.
所以这里就是只有在旧约里面只有先知才有这样的一个恩膏他们可以发异梦看有异象所以这个也是他们可以听到神声音的另外一种说法
How did the Old Testament prophets in the Old Testament hear God's voice primarily?
所以在那个旧约时候那些先知他们怎么一种主要的方式可以听到神的声音呢
According to Moses
所以就好像摩西
He said through dreams and visions
所以他说借着异梦和异象我听到神
A lot of the Old Testament when you see the scriptures being written by prophets they came by visions and dreams
在旧约里面很多先知他们写下神的话语的时候他们是借着异梦和异象所做到的
And so when Peter quoted your young man shall see visions and your old man shall dream dreams it meansThey, the young and the old, will prophesy like prophets.
所以当彼得引用这样的经文说少年人要看异象老年人要发异梦的时候他是在说他们所有人是有发预言这种恩膏。
It doesn't mean the old men are so old they have to sleep.
也不是说你年老了你要常做梦你要常睡觉。
So, what happened is this, when the Holy Spirit came on them, they spoke in tongues and prophesied, it means,Like the Old Testament.
所以换言之就是当圣灵降在他们身上的时候他们可以说方言发预言就好像在旧约时发生的一样。
So what happened in the Old Testament?
那么在旧约里到底是怎样的呢?
Were they born again?
他们那个时候得重生了吗?
The people were not born again yet because Jesus hasn't come.
那个时候他们并没有得重生因为耶稣还没有降世。
But the Holy Spirit can still come upon people.
但是圣灵仍然可以降临在某些特定的人身上。
For one reason.
为了一个原因。
So that they can have power to serve God.
就是让他们有能力来侍奉主。
Power to do that which they cannot do naturally.
他们有从神来的能力做他们在自然的光景当中不能做到的事情。
When the power of God came upon Samson, he had mighty strength. That is not normal.
当神的灵降在参孙的身上的时候他有超自然的力量是通常人所没有的力量。
When the Holy Spirit came on the king, they had wisdom. Solomon had wisdom that he never had before.
所以当神的灵降在好像所罗门的身上的时候他通常没有的智慧来断定事物。
When Gideon received the power of God, he became a man of courage.
当基甸他领受了神的灵的时候他有从神而来的那种胆量和勇气。
The Bible say, when Saul received the Holy Spirit, he became what? A different man.
圣经讲说当扫罗他领受了神的灵的时候他变成另外一个人。
Anyone who received the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament became a different man.
在旧约里面看到很多人他当有神的灵降在他们身上的时候他们就变成另外一个人。
We need to be a different man.
我们也需要成为另外一个人。
In our own strength, we cannot preach the gospel with power.
在靠着我们自己，我们的肉体的能力很难去带着能力来宣讲福音。
Without power, our preaching of the gospel sounds like a speech.
所以当如果没有从神而来的能力，我们的宣讲，我们的传福音只是好像一个讲道一样。
But when it has power, it saves souls.
但是当有能带着能力的时候，我们可以拯救灵魂。
It speaks into people's hearts.
我们所说的话语会穿透人的心。
It convicts the soul.
我们的话语可以来改变人的心意。
That's the power of God.
这才是神的能力。
Amen.That has nothing to do with indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Don't get confused.
所以大家不要混淆。所以我们刚才讲的外在的神能力跟这个内住在我们里面的圣灵是不同的。
Jude verse 20.
犹大书
Jude verse 20. He says, But you beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith,Praying in the Holy Spirit.
这里犹大书一章二十节说：“亲爱的兄弟们，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。”
What does this mean?
这个什么意思呢？
It says one of the most important expression of you receiving the Holy Spirit is the ability to pray in the Holy Spirit.
他说我们领受了圣灵施洗的最重要的一个彰显就是我们可以在灵里面祷告。
Amen. How do you do that?
我们如何做到呢？
We have just saw with those disciples in Ephesus, they spoke with other tongues.
好像我们看到在以弗所的那些门徒他们通过讲方言的形式。
And Paul clarified it even further in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
那么保罗在哥林多前书十四章呢又进一步的去阐述。
He says, I pray with my understanding, and I pray in my spirit.
他说我在悟性上祷告我也会在我的用灵里祷告。
I sing in my understanding, and I sing in my spirit.
他说我在悟性里面去歌唱我也在灵里面去歌唱。
Therefore, it has to do with understanding.
所以这取决于我们的一个认知。
In other words, praying in the Spirit is related to whether you can understand what you are praying or not.
所以就是我们在灵里的祷告取决于我们的一个认知。
What is the point of receiving tongue when you can understand it?
所以就是如果我们都不明白我们的祷告什么，那为什么我们要领受这个方言呢？
That's called learn another language.
这就是讲说就是好像我们学另外一种语言一样。
It's a bit like me praying now, Father in heaven, yeah?
就好像我们祷告我们在天上的父。
And then I pray in tongues, 主啊，我求你。主啊，我求你。
就好像我们用另外一个语言来祷告。
I understand both.
就好像我的理性两种方式我都可以明白。
Amen? If I understand both, both are not spirit.Both are not tongues.
如果我按我的悟性都可以明白的话，那么都不是从于灵的，都不是一种灵里的祷告。
But if I pray in something that I don't understand and I never learned the language, then it has to be from the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的祷告的语言的那种方式不是我们的悟性，我们任何的言语可以明白，我也没有学过这种言语，那么一定是从圣灵而来的。
It could be a language that nobody understands on this earth.
可能也不是在这个全地上没有任何人可以明白的一种语言。
Paul said, even if you can speak in the tongues of angels,
他说，尽管你会用天使的语言来祷告。
But I personally believe majority of tongues are actually languages that are found somewhere in the earth.
但是可能我自己的相信是去可能我们很多时候讲的方言只是说在地上那些很多一些不同的地方的那种方言。
Because in Acts chapter 2, when the disciple received the baptism, received the gift of tongues, the tongues, everybody around them could understand it as their local language.
对，就好像在《使徒行传》第二章讲那些门徒，他们领受圣灵施洗，他们开始讲方言的时候，他们讲的方言就是很多其他那种各个城乡那种当地的方言，其他人可以明白。
Do you understand? So therefore, speaking in tongues which you receive from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is vital because according to Jude, you need to pray in the Spirit.
所以根据着我们在犹大书这里看到的在灵里祷告的这个重要性，我们所以我们知道我们需要领受这个圣灵的施洗去帮助我们可以在灵里祷告。
And it has to be in a language that you don't understand.
而且这个灵里祷告的这种语言并不是我们的悟性可以明白的。
Because that's the only way the Holy Spirit can pray for you.
这是唯一一种方式圣灵可以借着我们来祷告。
Hallelujah. That is the only way that it could be the perfect will of God.
就这种方式我们所祷告的是按照神完美的旨意来祈求的。
Imagine if you're praying in tongues and the Holy Spirit say, Oh Lord, please bless Joshua.Make him rich.
想也是如果我们在灵里祷告然后圣灵说哦来祝福就Joshua 让他变得富有有钱。
Make him a millionaire.
让他成为百万富翁。
And then, right, I listen. I listen.
然后如果我听到这样的祷告的时候。
Then I interrupt. No, Lord.
然后说哦
Make me into a billionaire.
哦主啊百万富翁不够要让我成为亿万富翁。
See, if you could understand, you will interfere with what the Holy Spirit is trying to do.
所以如果我们的灵里祷告的那种语言是我们通常可以明白的语言，那么按照我们人的本性，我们可能就会打断圣灵要借着我们的祷告。
And the Holy Spirit prays so that you don't understand because that's the way He uses tongues to edify you.
就是这种方式让我们不能明白其实神也借着这样圣灵借着这样的方式来造就我们。
And that's what he does to stir you up.
也是这种方式他能搅动我们的灵。
So the tongues is important to edify you.
所以这个讲灵里的祷告讲方言是很重要可以造就我们自己。
But tongues is also important to stir up the gifts that God has given you.Through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么这讲方言同时也是很重要来搅动我们神借着我们受圣灵的施洗在我们里面的恩赐。
So Acts chapter 1 verse 4-8
使徒行传第一章四到八节
And being assembled together with them he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem but to wait for the promise of the Father whichHe said, "You have heard from me."
这里说耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For John, here is it again, truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
说约翰是用水施洗但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗
Many of your Bibles those words are in red
很多可能我们的圣经里面有些版本是因为主自己说的话是红色的字
It tells you Jesus said those words
这些红色的字就表明是主亲自所说的话
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
So therefore verse 6Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?
然后第六节，他们聚集的时候就问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
There's hope for us, brothers and sisters.
哦，感谢主，这里我们有希望。
Here's Jesus telling them something really important, and they say, I don't understand what you're talking about.
这是主在跟他们交代嘱咐很重要的事情，但是他们却不能明白。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, the disciples were not very bright.
就是好像跟那些门徒相比，我们还是有希望了。他们看似并不是很有悟性的。
If you look at the way they behave, it's not very good.
看他们所行所为，其实他们并不是好像。很厉害的一群人。
But when they were baptized with the power of God, they became a different person.
但是当他们接受圣灵的施洗以后，他们完全就焕然一新。
Compare the disciples before the baptism of the Holy Spirit and afterwards, they are different people.
所以在比较他们在受洗之前和之后，他们完全是两样。
How do I know I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit?
我们如何知道我们有真的受这个圣灵的施洗呢？
When I become a different person.
当我变成另外一个人的时候。
Once upon a time, I was a coward. Once upon a time, I was coward and fearful.
哦，就是可能以前我是一种好像很害怕、心惊胆战的人。
But after I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, courage came into my heart.
但是当我受了圣灵的施洗的时候，胆量就进入到我里面。
And we became different people.
然后我们就变成另外一个人。
But then you say, Pastor, but I know lots of people are baptized with the Holy Spirit.They are cowards. They are fearful. So why?
但是你可能有人会问我，哦，牧师，我知道有很多人，他们也讲方言，受圣灵施洗，但是他们好像跟以前也是没什么两样。
It's because they don't pray in the spirit.
那是因为他们没有继续在灵里去操练、去祷告。
They don't stir up their power. They don't stir up their gifts.
他们没有去搅动他们里面的灵，没有搅动神借着那个施洗赐下的能力。
Just because you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you receive power from God. It needs to be stirred up. It needs to be built up.
就算我们受了圣灵施洗，领受了从神而来的能力，但是我们仍然要做这个搅动的工作，搅动我们里面的灵，搅动这个能力。
When you receive a machine gun,
当我们有这个机动枪的时候
，you need to polish it.
我们需要不断的去把它擦亮。
Put bullets into it.
不断的把那个子弹放进去。
That is called praying in tongues.
这就是，那么只有借着这种讲方言祷告才可以做到。
Amen. Many people are holding a gun, but no bullets and all rusty.
很多人可能拿着机动枪，拿着机枪，但是已经生锈了，或者里面没有子弹。
Amen. So what, in summary, how do I describeBaptism of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling presence of God.
所以呢，总结来说，我们如何来理解这个圣灵的内住和圣灵的施洗的一种充满呢
？Let's continue. Therefore, when they had come to, and he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in His own authority."
第七节，耶稣对他们说。父凭着自己的权柄锁定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
Verse 8. But you shall receive power.
但是你们必得着能力。
It doesn't say you shall receive being born again.
他并没有说，哦，你们必定会重生。
It didn't say you shall receive tongues.
他没有说你们会必定得到方言。
It didn't say you shall receive a better looking body.
他不会说你会得到一个更好的一个身体。
Power!
他是说得着能力。
Everybody say power.
大家都说能力。
Now, so what is the purpose?
那么这个目的是什么
?Our even series have been woken up. So what is the purpose of what is the purpose of baptism of the Holy Spirit?
那么这个受圣灵施洗的真正目的是什么呢
Here he is, receive power.
这里经文讲得很清楚，就是让我们得着能力。
Why do you need to receive power?
为什么我们需要得着能力呢
？Because we need power.
因为我们需要能力。
God needs manpower.
因为神需要我们人力。
But we need God's power.
那我们人需要神的能力。
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, God needs manpower.
我们每个人说，神需要人的能力。人力
We need God's power.
我们需要神的能力
That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这就是受圣灵施洗的一个目的
We need God's power.
因为我们需要从神而来的能力
To do what we cannot do.
做一些我们在自然的光景当中做不了的事情
Amen. You see, when Moses went to Pharaoh with a stick, he said, "Let my people go."
当摩西拿着一个杖去见法老的时候说让我的子民离开
Imagine Pharaoh the most powerful man on earth seeing this 80-year-old man with a stick My God said let my people go
才想想在一个法老是当时在全地上最威武的 最有能力的一个人一个80岁的老人拄着一个拐杖来到他面前说我的神说让我的子民走 你想想是个怎么样的情形。
You see, he should be locked up and put into a mental hospital.
可能如果法老见到这样的人，可能觉得是疯了，可能把他关进疯人院。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有。
It's not a stick that he was carrying. He was carrying the power of God.
并不是因为他关乎他拿的那个杖，而是关乎他带着神的能力。
You see, Pharaoh will not listen to a man talking, but he will listen to a God who is powerful.
因为法老不会听一个普通的人的说话，但是他会听这个有能力的神的要说的话。
You see, a missionary will not the people, the people, the people. If you go a missionary to a village somewhere on earth, people will not listen to you a good speech.
所以我们如果作为宣教士去到世界的某个角落一个部落去给他们宣讲福音的时候，他们不会听你的一番大言论。
But they will listen when there is power.
但是当你的言语当中是带着神的能力的时候，他们就会来听了。
Power in words.
他们是在你的言语中的能力。
Power in signs and wonders.
那么在行神迹奇事的能力。
So the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for power.
所以我们受圣灵施洗的目的是让我们得着能力。
Not so that you can speak in tongues.
并不是说让我们可以讲方言。
Not so that you can heal the sick.
并不是说让你可以来医治人。
Because you want to preach the gospel.
是因为我们要传神的福音。
With power.
带着能力来传主的道。
You want to serve God.
因为我们要来侍奉神。
With power.
带着能力来侍奉主。
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't need power, then you don't need power.
那么如果你不需要能力，那么就罢了。
You will do whatever God tells you. You can serve God without power.
你可以不没有能力来侍奉主也可以。
You can preach the gospel without power.
你也可以带着没有能力来讲福音。
Because the gospel itself has power.
因为福音本身就是神的能力。
But if you preach the gospel with power, it is power multiplied by more power.
所以如果你带着能力来传神的福音，就是能上加能。
And the Bible calls that mega power.
那么神真意说超级能力
Mega dunamis
就是超级的那种能力
Amen That's why brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
Jesus not only died for us
主耶稣不光是为我们死
The Holy Spirit not only made us born again
圣灵内住不只是让我们得重生
But Jesus did more than that
但是主耶稣做的是超过这一切
He gave us power
他赐给我们能力
Power to preach the gospel.
他赐给我们能力可以传扬主的福音。
You see, baptism of the Holy Spirit is optional.
那么是个受圣灵施洗呢只是一个好像你可以选择的。
You don't have to be baptized.
就是你不需要一定要受圣灵施洗来得救。
Amen? If you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, but born again, you are still going to heaven.
就算你没有受圣灵施洗，但是你已经重生了，但你仍然可以去天堂得救。
You still can preach the gospel with power. You still can preach the gospel with power because the gospel is powerful already.
你就算你没有这个圣灵施洗的能力，仍然可以传讲福音有能力，因为福音本身就是神的能力。
God can still do signs and wonders with you.
神仍然可以借着你来做神迹奇事。
Because God is sovereign.
因为神有绝对的主权。
But baptism in the Holy Spirit is saying to the Holy Spirit, I want to be your partner.
但是这个受圣灵的施洗就是当我们要愿意领受圣灵施洗的时候就是我们对圣灵说圣灵我与你同工。
I want this power readily available to use.
我想就是从你而来这个能力是立刻就可以在我这里可以成就。
So that more people can be blessed.
所以这样子更多的人可以得救得祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
So baptism of the Holy Spirit is optional.
所以受圣灵施洗这是可有可无可以选择性的。
You don't have to have it.
你不是必须要得着这个圣灵的施洗。
Amen.But you will severely find it more difficult.
但是如果没有这样的一个施洗的话，你会觉得有时候很困难。
Yeah, you are just manpower with no God power.
因为你只是一个人力，缺乏神力。
And God's power can sometimes show up and may not show up.
而且神的能力有时候可能还不能彰显出来。
But being baptized in the Holy Spirit is to be clothed with power.
但是当我们受了圣灵的施洗的时候，我们就是被神的能力所包裹。
Amen. I remember when I was a student, and some of these lovely, lovely people who do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我记得我还是学生的时候，我又遇到这些基督徒，他们不相信圣灵的施洗。
Knew that I was very enthusiastic about baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当时呢，我对受圣灵施洗非常的热情，充满了热情。
And they said to me, "You know, we've seen many Christians before who are so cool, speaking in tongues, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Years time, they're just like us."
然后他们说，我们见过很多，之前见过很多这样的基督徒，他们也受圣灵施洗，讲方言，但是可能过不久，他们就被打回原形。
Like what? How, like you lot? What?
他说像我们一样你们是怎么样的
They said, well, you know, it's all just we get on with life. We know we just look forward to heaven. None of this speaking tongues, power, casting out demons, that sort of thing.
他说好像你就好像回归到生活就觉得这种生活只是过好日子就算了只是说期待我会去天堂但是所有这些能力赶鬼神力奇事都好像不会发生
I said, brother, sister, can you see me? I'm on fire.
然后当时我就对他们说弟兄姊妹你没有看到当时我真的是为主很火热
Because I said Jesus said I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire
然后因为圣经说主说我们要用圣灵和火来为我们施洗
Can you feel the fire burning in me?
那你有没有感受到圣灵的火在我里面燃烧
And then a year later
然后一年之后
I met them again
我又见到他们
I said see I'm still on fire
你没有见到我现在还仍然为主火热。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
卡拉巴嘎香的。
然后在他们面前讲方言。
And they looked at me.
然后他们看着我的时候。
I say, look, next year when you see me, I'm still the same.
说明年这个时候你再见到我的时候我还是这样子。
You know, I wish I met these people again. 40 years later, I'm still the same.
我希望真的在40年后的今天我有机会再见到他们告诉他我现在仍然是这样子。
As long as I pray in the Spirit, the fire is still being stirred in me.
只要我们持续不断继续在灵里的祷告那个圣灵的火就继续在我们里面燃烧。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember we buried an old lady that used to come to our church in Deptford.
我记得我们当时在主持教会的一个姊妹她的葬礼的时候
I conducted a really good funeral
当时我觉得我主持这个葬礼非常的好
I was speaking about God's love
当时我在讲神的爱
And the granddaughter of this grandmother is a Christian
然后呢这个姊妹她的孙女呢也是基督徒
She sat next to me and said Pastor I'm so glad that my grandmother went to your church.
然后他当时葬礼结束以后他告诉我他说啊我真的很感恩我的奶奶好了去你的教会聚会。
Because when you talk about God's love, I just feel God really close.
他说当你在刚刚讲说神的爱的时候我真的觉得神离我很近。
It's so real.
他觉得好真实。
I'm so glad you're not one of those Pentecostal pastors.
他说我真的是很庆幸你不是那种灵恩派的那种教会的牧师。
I turned her to her and said, Shikarama Shindahaya!
然后我转身说其实我也是他们我是那种讲方言的牧师。
And then immediately she said, you are of the devil.
然后他马上就变脸对我说啊你是从撒旦来的。
I said, sister, only a few seconds ago, you thought I was an angel.
我说姊妹你刚才几秒钟之前你还觉得我是天使多么多么的好
Now you call me devil Make up your mind Which one I am I
然后我说你现在叫我魔鬼我到底是什么你想清楚再说
Pastor because you're speaking in tongue You're speaking the devil's tongue 然后 And who says so
然后他说啊，因为牧师你讲的那个言语是魔鬼的言语听不懂的言语
Does the devil make me go on fire To preach the gospel To start churches all over the place Is that what he wants?
我说难道谁告诉你的？难道我因为讲了这个魔鬼的语言，是魔鬼给我这个火，让我去传福音，让我到处建立教会吗
？I said, sister, use your common sense.
我说姊妹，你就是用常识、常理来想一想。
What does it look like? Where are my horns?
说我的样子像魔鬼吗？
Are you not receiving the gospel when I preach to you? You feel the love of God, you feel the impact. Isn't that of God?
我说难道当我跟你讲神的福音的时候，你不是感受到神的爱了吗？这不是从神而来的吗？
I said, sister, what you have just experienced today is the power of God.
我说这位姊妹，你今天所经历到的就是从神而来的这个能力。
This power is the same power that is bringing many thousands to Christ all over the world.
我说这个你今天所经历这种能力也是同一种能力，让这个地球上成千上万的人每天可以来到回归向主。
Otherwise, we're forever debating logic.
如果没有这种能力，我们总只是取之一种悟性上面
debating
一种辩论
philosophy.
一种辩论神学上的一种知识辩论。
I said, Christianity is not like any other religion because God is alive and there is power.
因为我们知道基督教是跟其他任何的宗教是不同的，它是指我们的神是活着的神，它是带着能力的。
Amen.
Amen.
But it's optional.
虽然这个也是取决于大家的。
That's why we call it the ministry anointing.
所以我们把圣灵施洗称为这种传侍奉和做见证的那种恩膏。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for the ministry.
所以这受圣灵的施洗是为我们的更好的侍奉主。
Totally different.From the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵的内住是完全不同的。
We call that the fellowship anointing.
我们把这个内住的圣灵称为给我们团契的这种恩膏。
When you are born again, you have fellowship with God.
当我们重生的时候，我们可以与神相亲近。
God is accessible to you.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神面前。
And it is unconditional.
而且这个是无条件的。是恩赐。
Baptism of the Holy Spirit is conditional.
但是这个受圣灵施洗是有条件的。
You have to want it.
你必须要渴慕，你想要。
To get the power.
来领受神的能力。
The fellowship and anointing is unconditional.
与神的这个团契的这个恩膏是无条件的。
When you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit does not need your permission. He just comes and dwells in you.
所以当我们领受主耶稣信主耶稣接受他为我们的救主的时候，圣灵不需要得到你的许可，他就会内住在你里面。
And gives you access to the fellowship of God.
就是借着圣灵让我们可以与神团契。
So everyone say, fellowship anointing.
让每个人说团契的恩膏。
Ministry anointing.
事工的恩膏。
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone who's born again, you have the fellowship anointing.
每一个重生的基督徒有得到这种团契的恩膏。
And that is the anointing. John, 1 John talks about the anointing that abides in you.
所以这也是约翰所说的那个住在你们里面的恩膏。
But the ministry anointing is very similar to the Old Testament, where the power of God comes upon you, and you do things that you cannot do.
所以这个受圣灵施洗这个能力跟在旧约里面我们刚刚所讲到那个能力很相似，帮助我们来做我们通常做不到的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that is optional.
那么这个呢也是一种选择性的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then I'm saying, however, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit but you don't maintain itwith the praying in the Holy Spirit as Jude 20.
所以如果我们没有好像按照刚刚我们看的犹大书一章二十节讲的，我们没有常常在灵里祷告的话，没有来持续的维持这种圣灵那种火。
That is having a machine gun, but you don't use it.
就好像是你有一个机关枪，但是你没有去使用它。
The devil is not afraid of somebody with weapons if they don't use it.
所以呢嘛，对于魔鬼来说，你这样子有武器但是不使用的人，是对他不构成威胁的。
Amen. So when you see somebody baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongue, but they live their life exactly the same as somebody who doesn't, or even worse, a non-believer, you know they are a person who are not using the weapons that God has given them.
所以如果我们看到有些人，虽然他们受了圣灵的施洗也讲方言，但是他们仍然按照过往的方式来过活，可能比那些未信主人还糟糕。那么你知道他们就是那种有武器但是没有使用的。
But those who keep using them,
但是那些我们不断的去操练我们的武器，
their weapons will get bigger and bigger.
然后他们手中的武器可能越来越强壮。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, maybe 40 years ago, my tongue was a little pistol.
就可能40年前我们的那个武器就是一个小手枪。
Today, it's like a bazooka. Boom!
可能现在就是非常威力很强的一种武器了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
40 years ago, when you met the devil, get out of here. The devil go, nope, I'm not going.
四十年前，可能你命令斥责那个魔鬼离开的时候，他可能不理你。
Today, go, boom.
然后现在可能你命令他离开，他就必定离开。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me finish this.
让我来做今天的结束。
I talk about the indwelling presence of God and the external presence of God.
我跟大家讲的是一个内住的圣灵，一个是外在的圣灵的施洗带来的能力。
Spiritually, that's actually not quite accurate.
按属灵的方式来讲呢，这个不是特别的准确。
Forget about upon me, in me.
大家不要去想这么多，一个是在我降我的身上，一个在我里面。
Think about I don't know.
就想着我什么都不知道。
What we are really saying.In me, upon me, it is more to do with a feeling. It feels like he's in me. It feels like he's upon me.
如果我们说一个是内住在里面，一个是在好像在我身上的时候，好像是一种我们在描述我们一种感觉。
Because everybody thinks the spirit must be squeezed somewhere in my heart.
因为很多人觉得哇，圣灵在我里面，然后在我里面搅动我的心。
The truth is, the Holy Spirit, when you're born again, clothes you with His presence.
但是当我们
Where is the spirit? It's here.
当我们重生的时候，圣灵其实是围绕着我们整个人。
It's like clothes you.
它是围绕着我们的。
But it feels like he's in me.
但是感觉好像他是在我们里面的。
Amen.
我们感知。
Because we can't see, but it feels. Because every time the indwelling of the spirit manifests, it touches your heart.
因为每次我们有内在的圣灵感觉触动我们的时候，我们是有感动的。
And every time, and when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the coming upon me, it feels like on me. It feels that way.
当我们讲圣灵的施洗，神的能力降临在我们身上，我们感觉有能力是降在我们的。
The truth is, He still is clothing me.
但是那个真理就是他还是无处不在的。
So I don't know how it is, whether it's in me, upon me, on top of me, I don't know.
所以不管是在我们里面还是在我们身上都没有关系。
But every time when the Holy Spirit manifests His power,
但每次当圣灵彰显他的能力的时候
，It feels like it's on you.
感觉好像是在你身上那种感觉。
Because we sense it by our bodies, we sense it, we sense Him.
因为我们是按照我们身体所感受到的东西来形容的。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, some of the most extreme.Experiences I personally experience is this: when God comes on you, you do things that you don't normally do.
所以，真的，以我个人的经验来说，很多时候，当圣灵的能力降临在身的时候，你会做很多你平常不可能也做不到的事情。
You know things that you no way of knowing.
然后你知道一些东西是你不可能知道的事情。
You can speak healing into people's life. There's no way you can do anything like that.
你会发说一些在人生命中的那些话语是不可能你可以知道的事情。
You see, once you've seen a few times that God can really use you.
当你真的有这样的经历以后，神真的可以使用你。
I call it divine addiction.
这是我说神的那种神圣的字典。
Holy bondage.
Addiction 就是一种神圣的一种上瘾，会觉得一种很属神的一种连接。
You want more.
你就是渴慕更多更多这样的经历。
Hallelujah.You want more.
你渴慕更多。
Once you tasted the power on you, you want more.
当你真的是经历了神的能力彰显。
Once you tasted the fellowship of God, you want more.
当我们经历了与神亲密的这种团契的感觉的时候，你渴慕更多这样的经历。
That's why none of us will ever get bored with God.
所以没有一个人会觉得神无趣。
Amen. So the indwelling presence of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon us.Is only to do with feeling, the way we feel.
所以当我们形容说，一个是内住的圣灵，一个是在我们降临在我们身上的圣灵，其实都是用我们的感知来描述的。
I like this description.
但是我自己喜欢这种描述。
When I am saved,
当我们得救的时候，
or when I am baptized in the Holy Spirit,
当我们被圣灵受圣灵施洗的时候，
I like to have an image of the glory of God clothing me.
我会有一个图像是说神的荣耀来围绕着我，包裹着我。
So see it like that.
让我们以这样一个形式来看。
And that clothing of the God feels like fellowship inside you.
所以这种神的荣耀的包裹就可以感受心里的一种团契。
And the power of God feels like power resting on you.
那么这种外在也可能感觉神的能力降在你的身上。
Isn't it exciting? Brothers and sisters, let's use it.
让我们真的是很去使用神给我们这样的能力。
Anybody here today that you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit?
我们当中有人如果还没有接受圣灵的施洗，
like I said, it's a choice.
就像我刚刚说的，是你自个人的选择。
All you need to do, you just say, God, I want to be baptized.
我们需要做的就是对神说，神，我想领受这样的一个施洗。
Jesus, baptize me with the Holy Spirit.
主啊，求你按圣灵来施洗给我施洗。
And release the gift of tongues in me.
也来释放这种讲方言的能力。
And that's all you need to do.
这就是我们需要做这样祷告就可以了。
Amen. And nobody here in the church will force you.
在我们教会里没有一个人可以逼迫你，强迫你这样做。
Our church used to, but we no longer do this anymore.
我们教会可能过去会强逼人家祷告。
Say after me, ba ba ba, la la la, bi bi bi.
以前我们可能会这样做，但现在我们会完全的是自己的一个自由选择。
You can't teach speaking in tongues.
讲方言这个你学不来的。
Let it come naturally.
就是自然的是一个充满。
Let it come from the fellowship of God.
这是从与神的一个团契所自然带出来的。
One day, just out of the blue, you burst out. With speaking of tongues.
所以就很自然，当你我们渴慕的时候，很自然你就会带出这样子一个方言。
And when it comes, it's very special.
但真的是你领受这样子一种方言的时候是非常特别的。
I had to wait nearly 3 months.
我当时是差不多要等了3个月的时间。
I had a friend who waited 5 years.
我有朋友等了差不多5年才领受到。
But when it did come,
但是真的他们领受的时候，
it's like a rain on the dry ground.
就好像在干旱之地所领受了一个雨露。
Dancing in the Holy Spirit.
然后在圣灵里面那个欢喜雀跃。
I remember when I received it in the halls of residence, I just carried on speaking in tongues all night long.
我记得当时我在学生宿舍领受到方言的时候，我整晚这样去讲方言。
It was one of the most wonderful experiences in life.
也是我生命中最份奇妙的一段经历。
That's why we don't want to take it away from people.
这也是我们不想阻止人去做这个事情。
And do those things that we don't do anymore.
那我们现在也不做我们以前那种好像
，Amen.
强迫人去
讲方言。Hallelujah, let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。
Father, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
父，我们谢谢你赐下你圣灵的同在。
We pray, Lord, that you give us faith.
我们祷告求主给我们这样的信心。
And remove any doubts.
主啊，拿走一切的疑惑。
Help us to search the scriptures.
帮助我们在圣经当中可以看到。
So that we know.
让我们可以真的明白
There is power
在你里面有能力
from Jesus
在主所赐的能力当中
Jesus is King
耶稣基督是我们的君王
Jesus is King
耶稣基督是君王
He is powerful
他是有能力的神
He will baptize us in the Holy Spirit
主你会亲自来奉圣灵来给我们施洗
Hallelujah Hallelujah if you do not know if you haven't got the if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit as we worship by faith, you come just by faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you.
如果我们当中还有没有受到圣灵施洗的弟兄姊妹，等下我们敬拜的时候，你就凭信心来求圣灵来为你施洗。
Or you can come forward. Somebody will help you to pray.
然后可能你会来到前面，我们有事工团队为你祷告。
And then for other people, you know you are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那么对。对我们当中已经受圣灵施洗的弟兄姊妹们
But you have left it alone and it's become so rusty.
如果你已经很久没有讲方言可能已经有点生锈了的话
Let's pray that the Holy Spirit refresh you.
那么祷告圣灵再次来更新全新的一个充满
Pour oil on all those stiff joints.
哈利路亚，让圣灵恩膏倾倒在所有我们可能已经生锈的肢体当中。
That you may enjoy the presence and the power of God.
让我们可以再一次来享受神的同在和神的能力。
Remember, this is for preaching the gospel.
记住，我们这样的能力是帮助我们更好的传福音、做见
证。Serving the Lord.
更好的侍奉我们的主。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray that you release the anointing.
父，我们祷告，求你释放你的恩膏。
The ministry anointing.
主啊，你的事工的恩膏。
That more of us are called into the ministry.
让我们更多人可以受呼召来进入你的事工。
That more of us will serve you with power.
让我们更多人可以带着神你的能力来侍奉你。
To be your witness.
成为你的见证人主。
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
我心深深思念你，当他的发之地，我心可能可不你，我要更加亲近你，是我唯一良友，当我微笑你恩典不见，我心更加如你，我的
to pray.
Oh,
hallelujah. If you can pray in tongues, speak in tongues.
Oh, hallelujah.
Those of you who cannot, ask the Holy Spirit now. Come upon me, Lord.
Fill me with the power. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, 感谢你主 Hallelujah.
Build yourself up. Hallelujah. Father, heal us as we pray.
Oh, 主啊，求你来医治我们，来
edify us.
来亲自来建造我们，刚强我们的主。
Release the power of the Holy Spirit upon us.
Hallelujah. 让圣灵的能力来充满我们主 Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah.Oh, Rabakashanda Barakashi. Oh, Rebaramashi. Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just open your heart. Let the Holy Spirit come.
让我们打开我们的心，让圣灵来充满我们 Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, release the same power on the day of the book of Acts, of the Pentecost.
主，我们领受在五旬节那天同样的能力
Use your people.
主啊，请你来
Use all of us, Lord.
主啊，使我们的每一个人主
With great boldness.
主啊，让我们带着你的胆量主
To let people know that you are alive.
主，让更多人知道你是那又真又活的神。
Help us to be your witness, Lord.
主，我们成为你的见证人。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakash, Rabakash, Rabakash. Oh, Hallelujah. Oh, Yalamaya.Oh, Yala Maya, Yala Baya, Yala Maya, Oh, Yala Maya, Yala Basaya.Yalamaya, oh, 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 Yalamaya, oh, oh, oh,
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 我们赞美主 Hallelujah. 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 Come Holy Spirit. Come more on this church. We welcome you Lord. We welcome you Lord.
We welcome you.降临在我们的当中，主，
哈利路亚，
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 哈利路亚
，Jesus name，
奉耶稣基督的名
，Please be seated。
好，大家请坐。
You need prayer, come forward. If you want someone to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we do so. We won't force it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
今天聚会到此结束。如果大家有需要，我们祷告，请到前面。
You got any questions? Ask yourself.